Kyprios έγραψε ιστορία.
Mandate. Greece is turning the page.
Ο κυρίαρχος ελληνικός λαός είναι πίσω της.
Greece leaves behind austerity that led to destruction, leaves behind it fear and 5 years of humiliation and grief. Greece advances with hope, with dignity, with steady steps into a Europe which is changing. You and Syriza, our people, it is a characteristic sample of Europe, of a Europe that changed. Our people that took the step, and Greece that took the step forward, a step to meet all the peoples of Europe. Today, we have a celebration. Tomorrow, we start to work hard. The verdict of the Greek people, the verdict of the Greek people closes with an indisputable way the vicious circle of austerity in our country. The verdict of the Greek people, your verdict, cancels in an indisputable way all the programs of austerity and destruction. The verdict of the Greek people makes Troika past in our common European framework. We are very aware. We're very aware that the Greek people does not give us a carte blanche, but a mandate of national reconstruction, national recovery in our country. We will make use of the trust and we will make a government of all Greeks. We will trust every Greek separately, irrespective of whether they voted for us or not. We will fight, all of us, to rebuild our country on new, steady and just basis of justice. And because today, friends, citizens of Athens, but also every Greek that is watching us, today there are no victors and defeated. Today, the Greece of the elites has been defeated. Greece of the oligarchies has been defeated. Greece of covering up has been defeated. And if someone has won today, it is Greece of labor, Greece of work, Greece of knowledge, Greece of creation, Greece of civilization and culture. If someone has won today, it is Greece that is been fighting, Greece that is hoping, Greece that is asking for space and time to form again, to create again a future with dignity. Friends, I want to thank wholeheartedly everyone, but above all, I want to thank all the thousands of those who are in everywhere in Greece, and here we have many representatives from European countries, and I would like to thank for this really new kind of wave of support which comes from every corner of Europe. Our victory is the victory of all the peoples of Europe who are fighting against austerity, which destroys our common European future. Taking into consideration the common interest of all peoples in Europe, I would like to reassure you that the new Greek government will be ready to cooperate and negotiate for the first time with our partners for a just and mutually beneficial and sustainable solution so that Greece comes out of the vicious circle of debt so that Europe can return to stability, to development, to social cohesion, to the principles and values which constituted the founding values of Europe, such as democracy and solidarity. In this sincere dialect, in this essential negotiation, Greece, I want to reassure you, will come with its own substantiated proposals, with its own national project of reforms and changes, with its own four-year plan of fiscal policy, with no new deficits, but without unfeasible surpluses, with its own proposals about the debt, its own plan about investment and reconstruction of the country. Friends, the new Greek government will prove all the Cassandras of the world wrong. No mutually destructive clash there will be, but also there will be no tolerance for continuing subjugation. We have a great opportunity for a new beginning, both in Greece and in Europe, for a new policy, for a new model of relations based on trust and mutual respect, on solidarity and respect and responsibility. Friends, our priority since tomorrow will be to face the great wrongs of the crisis, to restore popular sovereignty in the country, to give justice, to clash with all the establishments and the wrong doing so for years, to clash with the regime of corruption, to promote reforms in the state, in the public administration, everywhere. Our priority above all will be, however, to have for the country and its people its lost dignity. This is the message of the victory today. We regain hope, we regain smile, optimism and dignity for our people. I want to thank you wholeheartedly, everywhere in Greece, all of you who gave this great fight with self-confidence and passion, with optimism, and you took hope in your hands and lifted up. You fought against fear and brought smile again to the face of every Greek. I'm telling you, in this historic moment where everybody is listening to us, that we will to promise that we will fight with the same passion, with the same self-confidence. Let's continue this difficult struggle. Let's go forward for democracy, for dignity. We will manage together, we will go forward, and we will be successful.